So friends, I'm going to invite you into a little bit of improv this morning, and we'll see how this works over Zoom. So first, the logistics. In a moment, Brett will allow all of you to unmute yourselves, and I ask that you wait to unmute until you want to say something. I ask that you also stay in speaker view because that will help us see the person who's speaking. So that'll help with background noise, and it should also let us see whoever is speaking. Second, I want to make sure you know this is being recorded, just like all of our other reflections, and the sound recording will be posted on our website. So if you don't want your voice in that recording, I invite you to please just listen. All right, now the instructions. We're going to build a story together, one line at a time, the way sometimes kids do, or even adults, around a campfire, in the spirit of yes and. I'm going to start us off. You don't actually have to say yes and to start your line, unless, of course, you want to, and that's fine. But what I ask is that you listen carefully to each line as it's being added and think yes and, or say it to add another line. When and if you come up with the next line, just unmute yourself and add it. If I can keep up, I'll write the story as you create it. Please take your time with this. Don't rush to add something. If two people try to speak at the same time, take a breath and someone will end up going first. We're going to do this slowly, and everyone who wants to have a chance will get a chance to add something. So I'll give you the starting prompt in just a moment. Brett, would you please go ahead and allow people to unmute? Are we good?
Yep, people should be able to unmute.
Thank you, Brad. All right, so before we start, does anyone have any questions? All right, so here is your prompt, the first line of the story. Yesterday morning, oh yes, thank you, Sarah. Turn on your video, but keep it in speaker view, right? So that way we can see you adding your line. Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate that. Any other questions? All right. Here is your prompt. Thank you, Carol. No, video does not go on website, just the audio. Good question. I'm going to wait another couple of seconds just in case there are more questions that people are typing. All right. So for real this time, here's your prompt. The first line of the story. Yesterday morning, just as I was waking up, I heard the most unusual sound. Anyone can pick up from here.
It was them trying to scrape ice off my roof.
So the unusual sound was someone trying to scrape ice off the roof.
I found it amazing to have ice on the hottest day of the year so far.
What's with this climate change anyway?
Got to be my imagination.
I thought thought maybe the chiller on the apartment roof had failed and built up a lot of ice.
Then my ceiling was starting to drip. It was dripping on me.
It felt so good because of the actual heat and humidity that was going on that day.
A swimming pool opened up in my floor and I jumped in.
Sounds like a fun thing to do now.
It got bigger and bigger, and I started to swim. And in fact, it turned into a nice little lake, so I swimmed over to the other shore.
I looked up, and all my stuffed animals had jumped in and were swimming with me.
And then a lot of my neighbors came and jumped in too.
And then the JRUC choir suddenly appeared and started singing to us.
Underwater.
They were singing, swimming to the other side.
And we all live in a yellow submarine.
And then schools of fish came to join us as well, swimming, swimming, swimming.
And from a distance, we heard the voice of a whale singing along with the choir.
And then I looked down at my body and I had turned into a fish.
And I was free.
The end. That was beautiful, you all. I did not get a chance to capture it, but I will take it off the recording and post the story itself onto our website as well. Thank you so much for creating this unique story. Thank you, Deb. I can so resonate with this story on a couple of levels. It reminds me of our Unitarian Universalist tradition, for one, how it changes with our experiences and our learnings, how things are forgotten or shifted or revised for new times and new experiences. I've had to make a lot of the same kind of change over the last year, as I found myself learning new lessons because of isolation and having to compromise with the conditions and learn to do things differently, sometimes purely because I forget. I've also been experiencing such brain fog that I can't remember the steps to do things, even things that I once knew, like the back of my hand. Like I have to look at the recipe over and over and over and over again, or come back into a room several times before I remember what I needed in it. And where the heck did I put my phone? So I'm learning to try to make new stories that work and that have meaning for me in the now. I'm learning to let this be enough. And that I think is the hardest part, to make peace with my limitations, with how things are right now, with how my brain is working, and the not remembering. And let the story I'm creating for now be sufficient. So we just created a story together. And now I invite you to think about your own stories that have had to be sufficient. In other words, in this past year, like I'm talking about, what have you remembered or created that has been sufficient for you, that will become part of the story of your life moving forward? I'll give you a moment or two of quiet to sit with that question and then offer a few instructions, because I'm going to ask you to share again. And so Brett will allow you all to unmute again. And I ask you again to only unmute when you speak and turn your video on when you do, or for the whole thing. We won't be using yes and to create a cohesive story this time. Rather, I'm just asking you to share in a phrase or a single sentence, in first person or in the spirit of story in third person, your response to this prompt. What have you remembered or created this year that has had to be sufficient? So Brett, I'll ask you to unmute or allow everyone to unmute again. And I'll ask if folks have questions and wait a moment.
You should be able to unmute yourself as well.
Thank you, Brett. Good idea, Susan. I will put the question in the chat. Any other questions? All right, I'll begin. And remember, this doesn't have to be a cohesive story. This is simply my response to the prompt. As the restrictions of the pandemic tightened, she found herself remembering what was most important to her, taking care of herself so she could continue to give of herself. Now you.
She remembered that she really enjoys being alone in nature, and that bird watching is a fun activity.
Thank you, Peggy.
She learned again the joy of just being in nature.
Thank you, Jane.
She realized that she really does love to sing and play her guitar, and now does it every day.
Thank you, Lynn.
She has a new puppy and is amazed by her energy.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
We gathered in the cold in parking lots, and it was enough.
Thank you, Virginia.
He tried to learn how to depend on others.
Thank you, Brett.
He learned that perfect health is not something you can always count on.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
I learned that preparing a simple meal is enough.
Thank you, Laura.
After 25 years of living at the same address, she walked up and down the streets every night and really got to see her neighbors for the first time.
Thank you, Mary.
He learned how to do a mask, even though he has asthma.
Thank you, Brian.
We learned to gather via Zoom, and it wasn't quite enough, but it was sufficient, and the miracle was accomplished.
Thank you, Deb.
I learned to take a breath and that I have time to pause for that anywhere.
Thanks, Carol.
I learned to be complete with doing less.
Thank you, Alice.
I learned to go deeper into an original lesson from my early 20s when I had a psychic crisis and I felt so powerless and I had to trust in something bigger than myself.
Thank you, Rand.
He learned how to go shopping for more food because money allowed it.
Thanks, Brian.
Unable to attend her usual worship services, she found whole new ways of connecting with the sacred and new communities to help her do it.
Thank you, Mary.
Oops.
My friends, this is our story. And it is not the end. But only the beginning, and the present, and the future. Thank you so much for your sharing. I am surrender to higher power. Thank you.